Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm glad you're here today. Before we dive in, though, I do want to invite you, if you live in the greater Atlanta area, we would love to see you in person for Easter this year. I want to invite you to swing by the website, easterandsugarhill.com, easterandsugarhill.com. We have something incredibly planned for every single day of Easter week. Too often, I talk to people that say, man, Easter just didn't stick out to me. I missed it. I didn't think about the significance. Well, this is your invitation not to do that. This is your invitation to journey with us in person and online through that. Now, I know many of you listen online or you watch online because you're from other parts of the world, and we're so grateful that you connect with us. If that's you, also swing by easternsugarhill.com, and you'll find that there are online options for almost everything that we're doing. And so I want to encourage you, make plans now to go ahead and carve out some time to look at the schedule and mark it, because whatever you schedule is likely to get done. We'd love for you to walk intentionally through Easter week. I know you'll be glad that you did. Well, recently, we have talked internally about this idea of failure. In fact, Pastor Chuck taught a lesson called How to Get Back Up, or to get back up, because all of us are going to have moments that we fail. We're going to have moments where we make mistakes. We're going to have moments that we do dumb stuff. And I guess the thing I want to remind you today is that often we're our own worst enemies. We have this inner critic inside of us that says the moment we make a mistake, then we're done. We have this fail mentality, pass or fail, no in between. But one of the things that I'm reminded of in Scripture is that nothing is ever beyond the capacity for God to use. There's tons of mistakes in the Bible. There's people that blew it bigger than you did, but God could still use them. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, chances are you know this, but it says, we know that in all things, God works for good with those who love him, those whom he's called according to his purpose. And so a reminder is, when we think that we're too far gone, I believe God looks down and says, but I can still use you. I can pull something good out of the midst of your life. Now, when Romans 8:28 talks about this promise, it's not for everybody. The Bible doesn't say that God works everything for good for those that live in rebellion, for those that are willingly walking away from God, those that aren't living for God's purpose. Instead, it's for people who say, God, I want to live for you as best as I can. Even though I make mistakes, even though I do things that just aren't right, at the end of the day, I want to follow you. At the end of the day, I want to trust you. When we have that kind of posture, when we have that kind of, I'm not willingly trying to fail, God takes it, and I believe he uses it for good. Now, one of the byproducts of this, I think, is this sense of relief. When you can put your life in God's hands, it doesn't mean you're never going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you're never going to make bad decisions. It doesn't mean that you're never going to blow it. But what it does mean is that those failures aren't final, that God can still use it. He can still fit it into his plan. In other words, there's not a plan B for your life. When you were born, before you were born, God already saw you. He already knew you. And I believe he knew everything about you. He knew mistakes. He knew the ups and downs. And that didn't scare him away. And so I want to encourage you today, relax in that. Just let off some steam in that. Don't be anxious. Do the best with what you have and trust God with everything else. Today, I believe that you can and I can live with confidence, that we can live with peace. We can have joy in our life knowing that God's still at work and he can pull something good out of the midst of anything, even when it feels like we failed. Well, have a great day today. Again, please take a moment, swing by easterandsugarhill.com. And also, if you don't mind, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/sugarhillchurch. You'll see the events there and gives you an opportunity to RSVP, let us know you're coming, and also a way for you to share it to your own timeline. We would be so honored if thousands of you shared on social media all the things that are coming up so that we can reach even more people and encourage them with the powerful message of Easter. God bless you guys. Love you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.